And now we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson, discussing subjects related to the home, family, and Christian education.
Today we're continuing to discuss the approach to discipline. All throughout this week, I've emphasized the need that parents have for training their children properly while the children are young. To this end, the Bible teaches that we must punish our children when they do wrong. But the way that we discipline our children is fully as important as is the fact of punishment itself. Many parents never stop to think about how best to punish a child. They simply react automatically with a swat or two, or with a harsh word or criticism, and never consider whether or not their punishment is doing what they want it to do. The book of Proverbs gives several examples of punishment to show how God himself disciplines man. And over again, we see that the punishment that God delivers is punishment that suits the particular form of wrongdoing that required the chastisement. In Proverbs 1:18, we see that the young men who seek the life of another will forfeit their own lives. Verses 24 through 29 of the same chapter show us that those who reject God in times of prosperity will find that God spurns them in times of adversity. According to Proverbs 5:11, the adulterer who sins with his body will find that his body pays the price later on. Chapter 6, verses 9 through 11, states that the sluggard becomes poor as the natural result of his laziness. The general guideline for divine punishment is found in Proverbs 1:31, where it says that the wicked shall eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. This is a principle that parents should also follow as they find it necessary to discipline their children. Punishment should be designed to teach the children a particular standard of conduct. It should be suitable to both the person involved and to the wrong that they have done. Out of the wisdom and experience of the parents, they should develop punishment that teaches their children the right standards of behavior. For instance, a child who fails to clean up his own room might be brought in from play to finish the job. Or a child who carelessly breaks something might be made to pay for a replacement by earning money at odd jobs around the house. The idea is that the punishment does more than rebuke the child. It teaches him by reinforcing the standards that the parents hold. Now, there are exceptions to the principle. Some forms of behavior do not lend themselves readily to punishment of any kind. And some children are so young that they would not understand the significance of punishment that paralleled the disobedient conduct. In these cases, spanking probably represents the best form of discipline for the child. But on the whole, however, the biblical pattern of conforming the discipline to the nature of the original actions of the child represents the better approach. This allows the punishment to teach some principle of conduct to your child. I should mention here that spanking is primarily a punishment for younger children, punishment that is designed to rebuke those who are too young to profit from punishment that teaches principles of conduct. When your child is old enough to understand this kind of training, you should try to provide more suitable chastisement in those cases when punishment is necessary. The age of the child will vary from child to child, depending upon his maturity and previous experience. The parents must make the decision regarding the nature of the punishment. But when they feel that the child is old enough to understand, they should discipline him in a way that guides him away from the same kind of misbehavior. This instruction will help him mature in the way that he should go.
You've just heard Viewpoint, a commentary on the home, family, and Christian education. Your host was Pete Steveson.